Siman Ayin He. Sif Aleph. Okay, so I tell you, Siman Ayin He is a very exciting Siman. Because, like this, there's definitely stuff where people get very nervous about in the Siman. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Tevach Magula Be'isha B'mokam Shadarka L'chasoy Soy Afila He Ishtoy Also Likris Kriyashma Kanegba. So if you have a part of the woman's body which is normally covered, and now it's uncovered, and there's a tefach of it uncovered, so the law is that creates an isser of kriyash, saying kriyash makanegdai. Now, we're going to say before, like we said before in the last, that there's a difference between what someone which has the halachic status of erva. Which is relevant that even the woman would have an issue of saying kriyasho in that situation, and something which if the problem is not that it's erev or mamish, but it's something which can cause hearer, since the derech is normally that it's covered, therefore it generates hearer when it's uncovered. For that, there's a loch of a shear of tefach. But something which is erev or mamish, there's all loch of tefach. Even a mashul which is open would be problematic. Okay, so the shear of tefach is because we're not doing something which is not intrinsically considered erva. Now, v'yesh armrim dafke ishtoy, that this shear of tefach only applies to a person's wife. Avishacheres, I feel pachas mi tefach avi erva. So that, but a different woman, even less than that, is going to be problematic. Again, because of the reasons, because it's maybe the hearer, but the person's wife, he's more ruggle, so it's only if it's a larger amount, which is visible. But another woman, even less, that is going to be problematic. The Rosh says that, no, even by the Rosh is makel, that even by a different woman, the shear is a tefach. I'm sure we'll bring that the Rashba argues. And then we'll discuss how we paskel. And then he does point out that the woman herself, reading for herself, then the issue is only if the actual erva is visible. Okay, sif katan aleph. Abamakam shadarka, a place which is normally covered. Vimesh is that maybe la'odam li dehirer, kishimistakobo, echal erva heat. So simply something which would cause a person to have hearer, so it goes into the Isser of Erva. The question which comes up, which is, okay, if the problem is because of the issue of hearer, so much causes hearer, goes into the Isser of Erva, so what about if a person looks at a picture or something's televised, on television or looking at a picture or something like that, which a person is not fully covered? What halacha does it have? So Rav Avadya has a tshuva about it. And he seems to say even if it's through television would be a problem. I don't remember what he says, it was just a plain picture. By looking at the Moshe Dershub here, they talk about pictures, being that the Chazanish held it was mutter, and the Minchad Yitzchak holds it as aser. Fine.
Now, according to the language in Chaber, it sounds like the Isser is to say Shema, it doesn't say the Isser to look. So if it's a question of hearing, what's the difference whether he's just looking or saying Shema? I understand the point.
That's a great question. There is, when we learn, when we finish Mishnah Berurah and we start learning Evan Ezer, there's a siman which talked about the issur of looking, a separate siman. And this over here, the point over here, even if a person is not doing it in a way which would be a problem of looking, there's still a problem of an issur of kriya. But you're right, so Mishnah Berurah will point that out later on. Okay. Also, likras all haskar shum davar shabekdusha neged ze kamoi keneged erba mamish. So we point out this is not erba mamish. Erba mamish, like we said before, is the much more private areas of the woman. But Chazal included this in the isra of erba because of the fact that it's maybe the dehir. Therefore, if he must be honored, come on and sit by the shame of Christ. The negative ever mamish also feel it's an ain of Ashayach Zerponov. Who are then bezet? If we're giving this a din of erva, so therefore, even if a person's eyes are shut, it's not sufficient, he has to turn away. But the yesh v'tirim bezet imhu nizr miliris klal. But as opposed to connected erva mamish, that wouldn't help. In other words, a person can't turn away for whatever reason. But he was careful not to look. Is that a heter? So some are mekel. She has to bring yanachar near the yesh lismachalzeh. So that you can rely on. But that again, that'll only work when it's not erev mamish. Yeah, that would be much more problematic. So something which is darker lechasoisoi. It's normally covered. Abu panel v'yadel, the person's face and hands. Whatever the amount is normally that's uncovered. Now this is the famous Mishabura. The Gemara says that shoik beisha is erva. There's a machlokes how to understand what that means. It's referring to the upper leg or the lower leg. Mishabura applies it only applies to the upper leg, and therefore the parsis of regal adashrik from the lower leg until the knee. Who adamakam shenikra kni beloshen ashkenaz the knee. So v'makam shadarkan leilich yachev mutar likras kenet, the place where normally they go with that part uncovered, that be mutar to read kenegdoi kimish regal ben eno balidei here. Say if the place of the mukam where they normally covered, he's going to say in a second that. So now that if a person would be uncovered, that would create here. The place where it's normally uncovered is going to be mutter. Now it is interesting that Mr. Burr goes like that shita. It's quite a machlokes. There's a toisis. Toisis brings a rayas that the lashon of shoik and chazal refers to the lower leg. It's a Tosis in Menachos, and so a lot of the poskim therefore do not accept this pshat, and that's where you have the people which are makabed davka, the woman have to wear some type of covering on their leg. It doesn't have to be a dress; it could be it has to be covered. So the same way you can be covered with whatever it's covered with, but it has to be covering in a way that's not visible. But it plays with the Mishabura, it was Samech on this, and that's I think what the Rainer said was Samech on in Silver Spring, but over here it's considered a Malkum, which is Derech Leilich Yochev, and therefore it's Mutter Likrus Kenegdo. If a woman's not wearing stockings, it's still Mutter. Malkum Tarkan Lechasoi, it's a place where it would be normal to cover, then Shirin Tefa Kamoi Bishar Gufa Isha. If in that place, which normally is covered, a woman would be uncovered to be an Isser for her husband, anybody, even including your husband. If she's not, and she's in the house, he can't say, and she's not covered, if the derech in that place is normally used to cover, he could not read if a tefek of it is uncovered. I was drawing a cell, v'shoika, but what's called zroya, and shoik, which is according to Shabir, is the upper leg, feel a regilin lelech with magula kaderecha prutzos, even if this place, everybody walks around like the prutzos walk around, with that uncovered, that Chazal said these are places which are considered the erva and isha, and it's also those who are going to the elsewhere, even though, quote unquote, it's normal over here. That's not going to make that mutter. It's only the areas which Chazal did not delineate as being defined as erva. Then you depend on minhaga malkum. Ishtoi Gimel L'chein Tzorach Lizor B'Shosh Shemenekes Megala Dadeo Shaladaber Oz Shum Dibre Kedusha. A woman is nursing, so part of her is visible, which would normally be covered, which has a din of erva for this purpose. So he cannot say any words of kedusha at that point. So also Likras Kenegda. Now, I'm Bir Megalim Sivkat and Dal Shehevi Deus Linyan Didi Eved Bezet. There is different opinions regards to the Bidi Eved. Is this have the same level of impact as what he mentioned in the previous simon, Every Gemara is deraisa. So Chazal darshan the sinis of dibur connect when the erba is visible. So you're love the raisa, and male if you ever love the raisa by doing it, you're not going to get to the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of bavera. Your mama should ever love the raisa. The Pirlochim pointed out he's chay makas martis, etc. That's talma erba gemura. This is an erba which Chazal learned from sukkim. In Nach, etc., that these are areas which are create here by man of Chazal and the Pasuk by Shaykh Bisha Erva, etc. So doesn't have the same din regards to this halacha as Erva Gemura. That's the Prima Gadim brings two shitas. That you do have to go back. I'm going to make somewhat of a pshara. That the Chasholon is coming, the Stakol, and the Hakar Vidyevit, lots of Likaris, Api Shacharis. If he's not really focusing and looking at the person, so even though he should not be reading because she is visible, but the fact that he's not focusing in that situation on the woman, so he would not have to go back and read again. If he was, that he would have reading Krishna under those circumstances. So that would be, he would have to repeat. But if he, since he's not looking, even though she's visible, he's not supposed to do it, but Vidyevit, he would be Yardset. Okay, then he says, now, this is the shear of less than a tefach, that up to a tefach is not a problem, is only by his wife, the Ramah brought. But there is Ishacheris, Philippachos me tefach havi erva, so the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan hey. I'm an Ishmas Adam, Shekosav del Kulyama, Zeloi havi alamir rabbanan. This is not the Iker Isser of Erva. It's only the Siddur Abonim. As opposed to, Chazal understood that something which is an area which creates hearer based on a Pasuk, so that's Medivri Kabbalah, etc. This is just Tamad Rabbonim. And therefore, Mahani Vizatzim Esenayim, Mechen Vesar Isha, Mavur Beset Beis. So even though we said that closing your eyes is not sufficient, you have to actually face away. But for this issue, closing your eyes would be sufficient. Whether she's married and she's Ishtar Eshazish Taraisa, whether she's a Penuya, it'll apply either way. There's also even Pachas B'Tefach. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Magulah. Let's say the area is an area which is the of the sheik, which is from the knee and up. Yesham the afilu beishtar yupachas mitefach also likris kenegda. When it comes to, we said that by isha cheris machlokes whether you need that the shear is a tefach or less than a tefach. By his wife the shear is a tefach, but by the sheik could be even less than a tefach. Yesham the Taz says the afilu beishtar. Upachad mitevach also likris kenegdo. Shumachim here yoyser mishar evorim, because that area is more of a source of here than other areas, and therefore even upachad mitevach is a problem. Now he doesn't bring anybody argues. He just brings that was the chiddush of the Taz. Nobody argues on it per se, but nobody discusses yes or yay or nay. Okay, now here's Irving's question. There's an issur of reading when this woman is visible, even though he has no intent to look at her, etc. There's an issur of looking at women. If a person looks at a woman, because I'll say, if the person is looking with intent to enjoy the beauty of the woman, and that applies even in part which is normally covered, normally open, if he's doing it for the purpose of, the Chazal lashon is that a person's being mistakel at the isha, even feel about etzbektana, which her finger is normally uncovered. For the purpose of being the henna from it, it's as if he's looking at a very private place. It has the same level of iser. So that's besides the issue of hearer. There's an issue of istaklus. There's another issue of hearer, of causing a hearer to oneself, which that might not apply necessarily to that part of the body, but apply to the parts of the body we're normally covered. Because doing so, a person is punished, and his good deeds do not help him for that. Hair is in Sif Beis. Okay. Now, Riyah Ba'alma, Lefi Tumar, Beloy Nehenna, Shari, Imlo Mitzadah Musr. This is an issue of being mistakel. So the Magen Avraham differentiates between being mistakel and just happening to see. There's no way for the person that doesn't have a keep to look away. He has an issue to focus in at the moment. Because he asked the Kash like this, the Morantina says that Asher's Tunis Rufus of Russia came, her husband sent her to attempt to seduce Rabbi Akiva and be machshel him, etc. She was an exceedingly beautiful woman. And when he came in, so the Gemara says he was rock sacha kubacha, that he spat, he laughed, and he cried. The Gemara says, so what were the three things? He spat because, the reality is that all of these things which people are misgoyin comes from a tipas ruch. So the whole thing is not the whole thing has an element of coming from a very disgusting thing to start with. He was sochak, he laughed, because he'd some ruch kaddish. Eventually, his wife had passed away. She's going to become a geyerus, he's going to marry her. So it's pretty funny. Ubacha, and he cried, Al Hai Shufa the Ibala Bahara, and he cried about this beauty of this woman, eventually was going to be in the ground. So what do you mean? He's talking as a woman, the beauty of the woman. So he says, if he wasn't Machaban to be Mistako, he happened to see. There's no issur of the fact that he saw. The Magen Avraham says it in regards to the Zalacha, a person sees beautiful people, you make a bracha on it. How do you let it look? He says, if a person wasn't Machaban to be Mistako, and he saw, that's not the issur. So the issur is as long as it's a person looking at somebody to have a conversation. They want to look at the person, so they shouldn't be insulting the person. That's not the issue. It's focusing on the woman for her beauty.
You would make a bracha in that case where you saw for a second?
That, right. Well, if I'm not getting involved in the halachas of when you make the bracha, I don't make the bracha, but theoretically, yes. If a person was working on themselves, etc., there's an idea of not to look at all. That's like that's a Musar concept. That's not a halachic concept. This is all talking about the parts of the woman which are normally visible, but the parts which are normally covered, the parts of the body which are supposed to be covered, Afriya Ba'alma is also that is already an issur which applies to even Riya Ba'alma. A person should not be looking, even though it's not Derech Histakli, he's not looking at the woman, should happen to notice he has a chiyuv to look away. Okay, that applies to a woman who's an erva. So that applies. So theoretically, a young woman under the age of becoming, getting her period, wouldn't have this issur of erva. She's theoretically, you would have an issur. There's an issur of hearer, which is a separate issue. If a person be looking at it, which causes hearer, that's a separate issue. But the issur of istaklus, it's the part of the body which is normally visible. If he's mistakel, that's usur. The part of which is normally covered, even Riya Ba'alma is usur. But he says that that's only a person who's an erva. So a person will be under the age of being roid to be a nida, so that wouldn't apply. Now the Rush says that Tefach B'Ish applies even to other women. Medivya Rush, Zot Mishabra, the Rush, Bechala goes out, the Rush disagrees. The time and the Rashba's argument is the following: the seal of the chihecha the ba'atzma yechol likra kashir ruma. I'm sorry. No, so what the argument between the Rosh and the Rashba is one woman visualizing another woman. What's the luck over there? So the Rosh says that another woman seeing one woman seeing another woman is a problem. We said before in the previous siman that if a woman is a ruma, there's the erba mamash of the woman is has to be covered. She's sitting down, and that's somewhat sunk it into the ground. So that part of the body is covered. The lower part of her body is over there is covered. So she's allowed to kriyishma that situation. I the sister of lo yerbach ever davers. Alma the ain begilish kol gufa mishuma lo yerbach ever stover. So the pasuk of that ever stover is visible and there's an issur of kriya when it's visible doesn't apply to her body. Batsim ella noshim mishum here. What's the issue? Because since the body chazal from sukkim, it's something which generates a hearer by a man. That's where the issur comes from. So that's true for that woman. So can af isha cheres muterisly grisly spalo kinegda kashia ruma. So another woman would be allowed to do so. Also, again, assuming that her ikur, the actual erba is the actual erba is covered. Fine. Acharei miskimu ima rashba, but datim the gamar rosh one of those. They argue that the rosh would agree to that point that he's not answering for one woman to another woman. Now he points out that this is all assuming that the actual erba of the woman is covered. She's sitting. That the lower part of her body is not visible. But if she's would be unclothed and she'd be standing, so be necessary to reconnect her, even if they're in a different rishus, as long as she's visible, it'll be a problem. Okay. Sif base sar shalisha shadarka lechasoisa. Woman's hair, which is derek lechasoisa. Now we'll talk about the mishnah. We'll talk about what about it's not derek lechasoisa. What happens over there? Also likris kenegdo filo ishtay. So a person that so if the hair would now be visible, there'd be an issur of kriyashma or davashav kedusha when the hair is visible. Of Basulois, Shadakhanela, Purois, Harosh, is Mutter. On women which are not married, so since the Derech as they go with their hair uncovered, therefore there's no Isser of Kriyashma Kenegda. Hagabuadin and Hasara Shal Noshim, but similarly, the hair of women which are married, Shagil Lotseis Bechutz Latsimton, but there's a certain amount of hair, like to the back of the neck, etc., which is not covered by the tichel, the derech that sticks out. Sometimes the hair woman has hair on the temples, or person has hair by the back of their neck, and that many times comes out of the part which is bound. So that is mutter to reconnect that. Kolshken tzar nochris filo darka lechasus. So if a woman is wearing a shetel, so that's not going to be a problem. Even though it's her own hair, if a person would take her own hair and make a shetel out of it, so that's still be mutter. Shel ish tes. Besar shel ish. A man's hair, filo shel ervo, the man's hair from his makam ervo, hayotze derech nekev shebigdoy. So someone's sticking out some of the hair is sticking out through a hole in the garment. Mutaligros kenegdoy, I will makis nira havyevra. Obviously, if the part of the body is visible, it's a problem. But if the hair is sticking out, that doesn't create the issur. Okay. Shadarka l'chasoisa. So we said that since women, married women normally cover their hair, so it's a problem. Filu em ein darka l'chasoisa, rak b'shuk, lo b'bayisha u'b'chotzer. She only covers them when she goes out into the street, but when she's in the house or in the chotzer, she doesn't cover her hair. So part of it becomes visible, so you can't read. Now, he says ksas mehen. So how much is, you know, we get involved in this ksas? So Ramosha took the halacha we had in the previous sif of tefach, and he applies it over here also. He said that the shear is a tefach. But not everybody agrees to that. So that shear they hold it's even less than that. But even from the Ramosha lechar, you might get involved in the issue which we had before. That's the difference between his wife and somebody else, because we had before that the Bada Shita, which said that his own wife, the shear is a tefach, but the other woman, it's less than a tefach. Okay. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, but that way, the feeling of Derech Isha Zub, a chavrasel, boysim, welcome, lelech, begili, a roish, beshuk, kaderech, a prutzos, is osir, it's still osir. Because Chazal darshened that Sar Beisha is erva, so that's the Kamar Linyan Gili Shoika. Also, Bechol Gavni Chanav Asif Katan Beis. Even in this place, the women walk around with their shoik uncovered. It doesn't help because Chazal said Shoik Beisha erva. So Chazal also said Sar Beisha erva. So the fact that she goes Magula doesn't help. He mentioned Srichas Lachas is Asaras Misaradin. She has a chiyuv to cover them. So even though she doesn't do that, so that doesn't change the halacha. Yesh was at Isra Tara. Can it see before Rosh Isha? Bechal Shehoyer Mechusa. He learns that that's a chiyuv Mikir Adin, based on a pasuk of part of Rosh Isha. Now, on this point over here, there's a famous Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan said, not like this. Aruch HaShulchan said that even though Mikir Adin she's a chiyuv to cover and she's not going to kaim the pasuk. But if in that makom, the derech of the women, like, he was talking about Litha, most women want their hair uncovered. That was the reality. He says that if the derech in that makom is, even though it's improper to do so, but that's what they did, it doesn't get the, it doesn't have this iser of kriya shma, the rikudusha connect them. And Rav Moshe Papasan's in a tshuva that you can be samech on the Aruch HaShulchan in the case of necessity. Mr. Burr doesn't hold like that. If you go to some of the Chassidish yeshivas, you won't find Aruch HaShulchan on the shelf. And the reason is because of this Pesach of the Aruch HaShulchan. They were so bothered by it, they wouldn't let the Aruch HaShulchan into the Beis Medrash. We got Kol Benos Yisrael HaMachzikus Bedas, Moshe Nizharas Mizeh B'Moshe HaVaseinu Me'erlam Barato. Now he's giving you a Musa Shmuz, that this has been the Minhag of Yisrael from all the generations. It's a Naya Maisa that they started uncovering. Bechal erva, he will also liquor his connectors. That's called that because I'll touch up this and said erva, and you can't read connector. Rulobor rak lemayit, lemayit rak absulish, mataras leather barosh peru, which that Chazal understood that the covering of a woman starts when she gets married, and therefore they have no din with the cover bechalal. And that's why there's a mutter to read by them. But the woman is supposed to cover, Chazal touched up is considered erva, and that's it, whether you like it or not. Like you're in Sarah, you're to mechutz a simton, or the hair which normally can't really be covered, it's like it sort of sticks out. She says, that's totally minigam makam. Is that totally minigam makam? She minigam rashi zel, pesach makam lizar shalotz nefilu me'at, mean hama'at chutz the kishurel. They mamish make sure that they're totally forbunden, every part of it's covered. So that creates an isser. Me'elo call erva huba so the chris connectan. Pim lav mutter, the kim lir gilim ben leka hi hurra kilakame. So. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah says over here that there's an Issa Torah. It says Por Rosh Isha. So this interesting question: how much do you need to cover to get away from the Issa Por Rosh Isha? This could be if Rav of the hair is covered, You cannot say that she's uncovered. She's going in the state of being uncovered. So you're mekayim in the mitzvah. The raisa is niskayim by right with the hair being covered. You still within the rabbanon, you're supposed to cover everything, but the iser atero it would be totally in right of the sar. So that he brings they bring over here from the Shevet Alevi. That it's not called par. It's not called that. It's par Rasha Isha, if right of the hair is covered. That means how the din deraisa. That car the check in afkamina the gabi, the din of b'diavad. If he read connected, does he have to say shmir creation? They all not the arfa shulchan. So do you have to repeat shema again? So if it's a deraisa, you would have to repeat shema again. So this is the Nevi'erva, so the halacha would be a person would have to turn away. Correct. It's not enough to shut his eyes. The only thing he said, that'll also show a creation of Shlamita, yeah. Now the psula is Yid-Alev. Psula is Arusis. Asuras lelech begili harosh. Once there are arusas already, there's an isur gili rosh. Within besula shenibalu tzrichim lechasas harosh. And if a woman was not married, but she had been nanas etc., she has the din of kisi at rosh. Kamokum im zinsa ben arutz lotzis betziyef al rosh kedar chanoshim enyachal lechoyfa. Nebuch, the woman, whatever the situation, she got involved in something she shouldn't get involved in. She's not married, so it's very embarrassing for her to walk around with her hair covered. So she doesn't want to do it. So we can't force her because there is what to say that she maybe she's not mechuyev to do that. Even though Mishnah holds it mikra that it's proper that she should. So now the Mishnah says Mesulas Arusas they can't go begili arosh. Okay, once we're going into forbidden territory, might as well just finish it off. So one of the issues that comes up is chasnas. Right? She wasn't nivela yet, so she just says equivalent of an arusa, but the Mishra posits that the covering once she's married, even though she hasn't abia yet, she has a chiyuv to cover her hair. The heter is Reb Aaron Cutler held that she's not mechuyev to. Because when she wasn't nibble, the Rav held that she wasn't mechuyev too. And that's the chasav. You see that the kala goes without it, but her hair uncovered, not wearing a sheitel. You see mechan Rav Aaron. And Rav, Rav Aaron is a chiddush. He learned that since they weren't nibble yet, so she doesn't have a chiyuv to hair covered. The din of hair covered is totally in being not being a psula. Mishabura is passing impression, not like that. You know, brings it from a kibbeger like this, that once she's married, even though he says psula tarusis, he means that they haven't had bia yet. There's still a chiyuv to cover, so really would be proper according to Mishabura, a woman should be wearing a sheitel by her chasna. Once she goes into the yichud, she has to put in a sheitel. You know, I mean, the Lakewood, the people from Lakewood, a lot of them are Samech on Reb Aaron. Rashi Reb Chaim wouldn't be Mesar Kedushin unless the Kal was going to wear a Shetel Bar Chasna. That was a Tanai by him, Tanai Ma'aka by him, originally, and then got to the point where it became so common many people don't cover it. His granddaughter refused to wear a Shetel Bar Chasna. They're not going to be Mesar Kedushin, Reb Aaron has held his mutter, He was very unhappy.
Truth of the matter is, Yichud Rum is too late anyway.
What?
Yichud Rum is too late anyway. Because she becomes an Arusa right after he says, Harei et Mekudesh, just leave.
So,
wait him.
So really?
He's an Arusa. What is he going to do? She's going to say, excuse me a minute and go out, leave the chuppah, put a shetel on and come back. That's the only
way.
Well,
by the chuppah, she's covered.
She has a veil. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right. So the question is like after the chuppah when she pulls it back, so she really in economy, so you can pull it back and usually the head is still covered.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There's some Hasidim that do it that way.
What?
That they put on Shetel the Yichud room.
Yeah, I mean, the Fali Yeshivish people do it also.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, Lakewood has become quite a the Lakewood Poskim are follow Reb Aharon and their Mako on it, so. That there's a lot of people from Lakewood. So that creates a reality whether you like it or not. Okay, so he says, Sula Shadarkam Lelik Purus Roisher Mutter. That's 43. You know, let's hold it here. Tomorrow.